Sefer HaMitzvahs is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvahs. Are you ready? Great! When we grow food in Eretz Yisrael, part of it is not for us to use. Hashem tells us that some parts are for us to give to the Kohanim, or to the Leviim, or to the poor people, or for us to eat in Yerushalayim. The rest of it is for us to use the way we want. Today, we learn two more mitzvahs about the part of the food that we give to the Kohen. The part of the food we grow that we give to the Kohen is called teruma. Teruma is very special. It is a present that has kedusha. When something has kedusha, we need to be very careful about what we do with it. What other kinds of things have kedusha? A siddur has kedusha, a sefer Torah has kedusha, and tefillin have kedusha. That's why we are so careful with them. We don't throw them on the floor. We don't play with them, and we give them a kiss. Because the teruma has kedusha, we also need to be careful with it. Only a kohen is allowed to eat teruma. Today's first mitzvah is that anyone who did not have a bris milah is not allowed to eat teruma. When do boys usually have a bris? Right! Baby boys have a bris when they are 8 days old. But if a boy didn't have a bris, even if he is a kohen, he is not allowed to eat teruma. Today's second mitzvah is that if a kohen is tameh, he is also not allowed to eat the teruma. So if a kohen has tzaras, or was tummy from something else, he cannot eat teruma until he is tahor again. That shows how careful we are with teruma, the very special present we give to the kohen. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's great!